If you haven't been involved in scribing a template before, have a go now by following the steps below. Let's say you need to cut an end panel for a cabinet and it requires a template to get a tight fit to the wall. You can work from the top of the skirting board if you wish, or work from the floor and incorporate the profile of the skirting into the template. 1. Find a wall with deviations in it. Use your level as a straight edge, or a piece of kickboard or other board with a true edge. Hold it against the wall and look for gaps. Check several walls and choose the ones with the worst deviation. 2. Cut the template material to length. Use cardboard, plywood, or some other thin board and cut it to the correct length, say 870mm if you're working from the floor to the underside of the benchtop. 3. Scribe the wall contours with a pencil. Use a block of wood to guide your pencil line. Choose a block that's slightly thicker than the widest point in the gap that you're scribing. 4. Shape the template to the pencil line. If your template is made of cardboard, you can simply use a Stanley knife. If you're using a board product, you might be able to shape it with a coping saw or hand plane. If it turns out that you need to use a power tool, make sure you secure the template properly and follow all required safety procedures. Talk to your trainer or supervisor about methods for securing narrow boards to a saw stool or workbench if you're unsure. 5. Test the template against the wall. Hold the template in place and check for gaps. Mark any high spots with a pencil and reshape the line until you're happy that the fit is close enough. Try to get a maximum gap of 1 to 2 millimeters at the worst points.